Bulla has led the Summit County Health Department as director since 2010 and told the board on Monday night that although he already had plans to retire twice prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, he could not in good conscience step away before guiding the county through the crisis.
Certainly, this has been the greatest team that I've ever been a part of. But to be a part of this team, I've delayed a retirement. So I told myself I was not going to leave in the middle of this thing. I was going to wait until we got to a place that I thought we'd made the progress we needed to make. And that time is now.
Bulla was thrust into the spotlight for the county over the last year and would give regular updates not just to state and county officials, but would also be a regular guest on KPCW to give updates on the current situation and answer the community's most pressing pandemic questions. Board member Doug Evans summed up many people's thoughts on Bulla's contributions.
You are a friend to this entire county and a true humanitarian. Thank you.
Before becoming health director in Summit County, Bulla worked in multiple public health roles, including at the Utah Department of Health, directing their Centers for Disease Control-funded programs. He was also a research fellow for the National Institutes of Health and was an adjunct professor and instructor at the University of Utah. Despite the long resume, Bulla said his time with Summit County was his career highlight.
This has been a remarkable honor for me. I've been in public health almost 30 years. I by far the biggest honor that I've had has been in this job and serving this community and importantly being a part of this team. And obviously the board and the council, the community and others are a big part of the team as well. So with that, there you have it.
Bulla indicated he would remain as director until August 20th and help in the transition to a new, yet-to-be-named successor. The Summit County Health Department said in a prepared statement that the Board of Health will be considering a succession plan in the coming weeks. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.